Well, it's been about 3 months since Hurricane Harvey hit Houston, and in the neighborhood of Meyerland, many houses are still vacant and the neighborhood is eerily silent. Meyerland used to be a lively place with busy sidewalks and kids riding bikes. Houston Public Media's Davis Land reports on a community in transition.
It's 7 o'clock. The sun is set. The streetlights are on. Some of the houses are well lit, but there aren't any cars. I'm in the middle of Houston, and it feels a little weird.
So we're about to enter the war zone. This is one block away from the bayou. As you can see down there, it's really dark. There's nobody there.
That's Lynn Korn. Like a lot of people in Maryland, her house flooded during Harvey. Since then, it's become kind of eerie out here. No one around.
So vacant house, vacant house. That's obviously vacant, even though they have a big light on in the front. This one's vacant also. This entire cul-de-sac is vacant, I believe.
Korn is out here walking her dog, Kirby. She's one of the few people on the street, which is unusual, considering Maryland is normally a pretty lively place.
At night, it was sort of at dusk, it was really, really busy on the sidewalk. Lots of people are out riding bikes. There's a gentleman that rides around, he's got a reclining bike, and he's always riding around saying hi to everybody.
Kids out playing, like, basketball.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have a remnant of that community left. It's quite a significant change in terms of you see people, and it's great to see them. They're few and far between, so you're like, well, you're kind of excited to see them. You're like, hey, I know you.
That's Gil Melman. Gil and his wife Samantha rebuilt their house after the Memorial Day flood in 2015.
I mean, I remember it very vividly. We woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning to flood water. We were not prepared or expecting it like our neighbors were. We woke up, and at 3:01, I had already made the decision. Didn't tell my wife, but already made the decision that I wasn't going to go through this again, and I was going to probably either build or get out.
The Melmans rebuilt, raising the house about 5 feet in the process. Gil tells me that anyone who's still in the neighborhood did the same thing.
How many of the houses that we can kind of see just from your doorstep do you think are vacant right now?
These three right here, and then all of these, if you go, every house that is built on grade, so all of the older homes are all vacant. And then you have one that was raised, new construction, raised.
So every single house out here that has cars in the driveway, they're all raised houses.
That's right.
If you rebuild your home in Houston's Meyerland area, rather than just repair or move, you're replacing probably a 60-year-old house on ground level with a new home raised a few feet off the ground. In the long run, that will add value to the area, so even though Meyerland is dark and empty right now, odds are good it'll be back to its former glory soon. Jocelyn Geit has lived in Meyerland for 7 years. She says these lulls have become kind of common.
I mean, right now, it's nothing like it normally is. But we've lived through this other flood where I saw it have the same dynamic, where everyone disappeared, it got quiet, it looked devastated, but then it came back. Everyone moved back in, we got right back to life. And so I know what this looks like, and I know how it happens, and I can see it's going to happen again. Mm-hmm. Most people want to go back, but we've decided not to go back.
Geit and her family flooded once before, rebuilt, and didn't think it would happen again. Then Harvey hit.
And it just, at that point, I think it hit me that I don't have that much time left in this chapter with our kids home. And I think the idea of building a house and taking another 18 months to 2 years before we even come back, and then we only have our kids at home for maybe even a couple more years after that, it just became really clear that we're not up for that.
Right now, Geit and her family are in an apartment, and they plan to move to a different neighborhood in Houston. They're in this in-between state that a lot of families flooded by Harvey are in. Geit put it this way, they all have the responsibility of figuring out where to live, but the storm has made that decision for them. For here and now, I'm Davis Land in Houston.